Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland, so welcome back to my channel once again. Anyway, it's about 3 days ago, a report came out on BBC, which was fascinating, which proved that at least 25,000 of Russian fighters have been killed since this Ukrainian war began in earnest on the 24th of February 2022, because the Russian state has not given an update of its death toll since September 2022, when it admitted to having suffered over 6,000 war dead. And obviously, Russia's actually been fighting there since 2014 for 9 years, much though the Kremlin has lied and lied and lied and brazenly, unblushingly lied every single day about that. So they'd suffered a few thousand deaths over the previous 8 or so years. But the last year's intensified, Russia was no longer just fighting in Donetsk and Luhansk, was trying to take the whole of Ukraine. So why has Russia not given an update of its war deaths for 10 months? Presumably because it's so bad, it'd be so dispiriting. The 6,000 war dead, I would guess, is major underreporting. The 25,000 war dead are only the ones they can prove. So the real figure's got to be higher. How much higher, I don't know. 26,000 rather than 25,000? I very much doubt it. Could it be double that? It could be. I think that we're already getting towards the high end of the estimates. Remember, in Afghanistan, the Soviet Union only admitted to 40,000 deaths over 10 years. The true figure is going to be multiples of that. And that was the Soviet Union, not the Russian Federation. The Soviet Union, which had 300 million people by the end, rather than the Russian Federation, has now got about 140 million people and falling through, you know, more deaths and births, through emigration. Anyway, the BBC, it teamed up with Media Zona, one of the only free media organizations still left in Russia. And various people volunteered. They looked at some official reports that had been leaked, newspaper articles in Russia, social media like VKontakte. They looked at new graves which had been dug, and memorials which had been erected with the names of those who had been killed in the war, and so on. So there's some fascinating data. So they say that the average age of those killed is 21. And obviously, those who killed are most likely to be privates. Well, most of the army is made up of privates, and they're often professional soldiers rather than conscripts. Anyway, there's various alleys of heroes which have been established in city cemeteries, and those who have been killed in the war have been laid to rest there. Some have been granted awards like the Order of Courage, often posthumously, which so that demonstrates that the person is dead. There are also people who are fighting in Wagner units. I'm including this amongst the 25,000. Remember, Wagner is a private military company. Now, mercenary organizations are illegal under Russian law, but this one has existed for several years, openly, with its bases, advertising, stuff like that. So it just shows how the Russian state blatantly violates its own law on a gross scale every single day, and shows you how trustworthy Putin's associates are, Putin's chef, Yevgeny Prigozhin, who for years and years and years lied and lied and lied and denied any connection whatsoever to Wagner Group before then publicly bragging about it and really being the face of it. The last few months, he's never shut up about his involvement with Wagner Group. And it's curious. I'm not quite sure why he's gone from denying it to proclaiming that he is involved, which surely impugns his reliability and any other issue, the fact that he was willing to incessantly tell such flagrant lies. And unembarrassed about it as well, just like Putin unembarrassedly lies every day. I can't remember which journalist said, never believe something until it's been officially denied. Well, this much the same would apply with regard to utterances by the Kremlin. So those who have fought for Wagner have no military rank. They're often jailbirds who were released in return for 6 month service. Then they'd be granted their freedom and their criminal record be wiped. And actually, Russia has been boasting, yeah, we've 30,000 of them have now done their 6 months and they're free. But there's some doubt of that figure. It's just to encourage more people in prison to join up. Remember, Russia's got a prison population of about 500,000. Now, some of them are so decrepit or psychotic, they'd be a danger to their own comrades. They won't be allowed in. But they're more who could volunteer. And often these are very petty offenders. Don't say that they're the sweepings of the prison's gutters. They're not the scum of the earth, not all of them. They could just be in possession of cannabis, could get 10 years for that. It's a grossly unjust system. It's extremely harsh. Of course, you can be one of the most prolific criminals of modern time, like Putin, and never have a collar felt. an enormous scale thief, quite apart from his many crimes against humanity. Anyway, so people who volunteer like that. But then again, for things like murder, you can get as little as 8.5 years. Anyway, so if you join Wagner Group, you're meant to get $1,250 a month in Russia, which is quite a tidy sum, which is maybe more than triple the minimum wage. But these people are regarded as dispensable. Their lives are just thrown away. They are mere cannon fodder. So what have they found when they broke down the deaths by group? They found that 792 officers have been killed. So under 25,000, that's not very high. That's only a bit over 3%. Privates and non-commissioned officers, that was 2,279. Those who'd volunteered after the invasion were only 280. Wagner Group, they could only prove 22 deaths. I mean, there must have been way, way more, but very seldom recorded. And Wagner Group has often buried them far away. Okay. There have been some mobilized civilians have been killed and so on. But the number of prisoners has been killed more and more. So the original numbers were just from the first 3 months. But the point is, they've become more and more heavily reliant on prisoners who volunteered, but they've been heavily pressurized. Some people say even tortured to do it. You could be someone who's never been in prison and has volunteered for Wagner Group. But Wagner Group also has its professionals. So if you've done 10 years or more in the Russian armed forces, sometimes those of Belarus, Serbia, even other countries, volunteer for Wagner Group, and they're very highly paid because they're battle-hardened and skilled. But Wagner Group draws a sharp distinction between the people who they got out of prison, whom they just regard as expendable, and they just throw their lives away to draw the fire of the Ukrainian positions, as opposed to the professionals or the cream of Wagner, who actually are quite good at what they do and will only go into attacks where there's a good prospect of success once they feel the enemy's been wound down by some of those grind down by some of those troops whom they think they can just throw away. Over 2,100 military officers killed altogether. It was only about 750 in the first 3 months. So Russia is heavily dependent on what we now call subalterns and captains and so on for combat leadership. They're often leading from the front. There have been 242 men of Lieutenant Colonel or higher who've been killed. And there was a general just the other day killed by a sniper. It's at least the fifth general killed in this war. And generals have to be grown over decades. As part of the Ukrainians showing the Russian top brass, you will pay a price. Don't just think it's the lower downs are going to get killed in this war. And 159 fighter pilots have been killed. Now, it takes at least 7 years to train them. It costs millions of dollars. So they're very difficult to replace. You know, not wishing to be rude to the infantry. I would never be, could even be an infantry man myself, but any fool can shoot. But if you're going to trust someone with a plane worth tens of millions of dollars, you want to be very sure he's not going to crash it. So these people, again, it's going to be very time consuming to replace these people. Are they turning out pilots the same rate they're being killed? So this is the number of deaths that they have suffered. There have been various Wagner Group cemeteries, one of them in Lugansk in legally occupied East Ukraine, and six of them in Russia. And you can see how more and more graves have been dug. Often the Wagner Group, wreaths have been laid there and things like that. So they're often buried in the same section. In February 2023, The British intelligence services, they estimated between 40,000 and 60,000 Russian troops had been killed. And this tally would largely corroborate that. You know, 25,000 that we know been killed, about quite easily double that have been actually killed. And remember, for every one killed, you reckon about three wounded. But wounded varies, could range everything from just one drop of blood to, you know, quadriplegic or something like that. So some of these wounded can be just can recover and go back into battle. So the Ukrainian Ministry of Defense says there are about 200,000 Russian casualties, which again is quite credible. If they're exaggerating, it's not by much. But remember, Putin talked about having 25 million reserves, as in military age males. So of that, 25,000 is about 0.1%, 50,000 about 0.2%. But bear in mind, we think that about three times that number are wounded. That's about 0.8%. Only about 0.8% of those who could fight have been either killed, wounded, very few being captured. Often they've been exchanged. But then again, quite a few people have fled the country. So nevertheless, you still at least 95% of those are eligible are still hale and hearty and in Russia. But then again, there are some exemptions. You work in the security services, you're in the police, you're in a vital industry. But how many exemptions are that? Fathers over three than children, a father with a severely disabled child under 18, blah, blah, blah. So he's got many more to go. And obviously, as time goes on, more people will move up into that age cohort when they be called up. All right, some people will then be regarded as too old. But there are some very elderly men who've even volunteered who get killed. It's easy money. So some men in their 60s have volunteered and have been killed in action. Right, so thank you so much for watching my channel. So make sure you donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.